Coming up at the top of the hour, social justice leader, Until Freedom co-founder, civil rights activist, and author, Tamika D. Mallory will be our special guest. That's at the top of the hour. We cannot wait to talk to her. But right now, right now, she's got a brand new book out and everything. It's time to start the show off with Ask the CLO. Steve Harvey is our chief love officer. This one is from Melanie in Canada. Melanie writes, I'm 37 years old and I'm dating a 40-year-old man that I met online. We've been together for a few months and we're both over the dating BS and ready to get married. Because of that, he's brutally honest to the point where it's offensive to me. For example, on our first date, he said my breath was stinky. He said my cooking needs work, and he's told me I'm a terrible driver. I know he's got to truly like me, because if he didn't, he would tell me. Is this an acceptable way to get to know someone or not?
Yeah, it don't sound like he like you to me.
At all.
I don't know where you got all this love from. Your breath stink, you can't cook, and your ass, he don't like your driving. That's the beginning. And as you get married, that list gonna grow. I'm just here to tell you. So if I were you, this old we in love, I would, you know, we're over the dating game. It's only been how long, Shirley?
Oh, they've some only months. Dated a few months. Just a few months.
Lady, you don't even know this man.
Right.
Few months is not enough time. Now, he's brutally honest. What's behind that brutal honesty? What else is brutal? You know, so if I were you, I would spend a little bit more time getting to know this man. Because if he this quick to be this harsh with you, wait till something's wrong.
He's mean.
I don't. It don't sound like she have it though.
Yeah. You shut up.
That was just their first date. He only said it one time, according to her. Tiara in Culver City, California says, I'm in my mid-30s and I've been with a great guy for a few months. I'm into polyamory, and my best friend and I are lovers too, but my man doesn't know it yet. She got me into the lifestyle, and now I basically recruit guys for her pleasure and mine. For the first time in a long time, I have a guy that I really like. Should I introduce him to my lifestyle and have sex with him and my best friend, or should I keep this one all to myself? What?
I can't advise you on this foolishness. I've never seen this work out for anybody. I haven't. Now, it may, but I haven't seen it work out for anybody. Somebody going to want what they want, and they ain't going to want the other person to know it or have it. That's always the case. So, look, why you just go on and do your thing. You ain't finna have nobody all to your damn self. Because you ain't all, you don't, you don't see, if you want to be somebody, then somebody got to be your somebody. But everybody can't be everybody's everybody.
Wait, one more time.
If you want to be somebody, then somebody going to want to be your somebody. But everybody can't be everybody's everybody. Because that's what the hell going on right here.
Yeah, they're just doing everybody.
You know, you can't belong to everybody and just them. Because somebody ain't gonna go along with the rules. I thought we was doing everybody. Now, if your girlfriend didn't introduce you to it and you with her, but you want him, but you don't want him to be with her, that ain't how this work. Because Polly gonna want a cracker.
Yes, Polly gonna want.
Yeah.
I don't know what all Polly, Emma, who, whatever. Well, Polly gonna want a cracker after a while.
Everybody, everything.
I thought you were saying Polly and somebody named Marie.
All right, here we go. We're moving on. Celestia in Austin, Texas says, I'm 31 years old, dating a 39-year-old guy that can't get his mother out of his love life. Whenever he invites me to a family function, his mother invites his ex-girlfriend. His ex still hangs with his mother like they're best friends. His mom even had a 40th birthday dinner for this girl at her house and blamed me when my ex didn't come to the party. My man said that his mom is deliberately doing things to irritate me, so why does he allow this? Good question.
Well, I mean, what can he disallow? He can't make his mama stop talking to his ex-girlfriend, because his mama messy.
Very.
He can't tell his mama, you can't have this girl over your house no more. and he can tell his mama, mom, don't throw her no parties. But a mama don't like the new girlfriend. She wants the old girlfriend to win. And the old girlfriend is fine rubbing it in your face. If he ain't gonna make it convenient for you, why are you making it convenient for him?
Exactly.
He getting what he want. He got you and his mama cool, but you ain't got nothing you want. You don't even have all of him. She mad at you because you didn't let him come to her birthday party. Right. What?
He's not a great guy if he doesn't stop this foolishness. All right, we're moving on. Isabel in Clearwater, Florida writes, my husband had an affair a year ago that resulted in a child that I have to raise. The child's mother was sent to jail for selling marijuana, and she came to me, apologized for the affair, and asked me to take her baby. I don't have any kids, and this child looks so much like my husband that it makes me ill. He's doing everything he can to work things out with me, but I'm ready to leave. She's ready to leave. This is, and she says she wants to take the baby with her, Steve, but he says she can't take the baby with her and she doesn't want to stay. So what does she do now?
Well, you have no rights to the baby, I don't think, unless the mother signed the rights over to you. She asked you, but that's the father. So right. The father and the mother have the rights. Who is right. This woman he was sleeping with that was smoking weed and selling it? And her ass is going to jail. And now bitches. But the baby make you look sick, make you sick because he looked just like her. But now you want to leave him, but you want to keep the baby. So you want to take the thing that make you sick every time you look at it with you. What's wrong with you?
It makes no sense, does it?
Damn, give that man the baby and go start your life over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.